This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Sunday, May 14th, and happy Mother's Day. Welcome to the team. Resilient Lady has finally entered passenger service after being delivered to Virgin Voyages this past January. The ship is departing later on this afternoon on her very first inaugural cruise, a seven-night sailing to Greece and Turkey. Then she'll reposition to Australia later this winter after a summer season in the Med. Resilient Lady follows Virgin Voyages' first two ships, Scarlet Lady and Valiant Lady. A fourth vessel, Brilliant Lady, is scheduled to launch this December. And a star is born. Princess Cruises has announced that its second Sphere-class ship will be named Star Princess. Along with her upcoming sister ship Sun Princess, Star will be the largest vessel ever built for Princess Cruises with a guest capacity of 4,300. Highlights of this ship will include a glass-enclosed entertainment venue called the Dome, a piazza with a glass sphere with a two-story spa, and a expanded casino. Star Princess will make her debut in August of 25 and spend the inaugural season operating 10-day cruises in the Med. Star Princess is the third in the Princess's fleet to bear the name. And Holland America Line has wrapped up its 2023 Grand World Voyage, which ended in Fort Lauderdale after 128 days, the same port it actually departed from. It was the first world cruise that Holland America has completed since 2020. And here's some cool stats. Throughout the cruise, over 40,000 eggs were used, 200,000 pounds of meat, and 31,000 bottles of wine and champagne were consumed. The entire voyage encompassed over 35,000 nautical miles, visiting 57 ports and 30 countries. Welcome home. And listener email this week comes from David. Dear Doug, I've been a viewer for 3 years, but I can no longer support you due to the glaring lack of professionalism. I value intellectual content and expect a higher level of maturity. Sincerely, David. Oh boy. David, first off, I am devastated to hear that you'll be unsubscribing. Losing a viewer who can't appreciate sarcasm and witty banter is a tragedy. I'm sure there are other countless channels out there for you that'll meet your standards of both seriousness and decorum, so best of luck on your quest. And also, Mother's Day is now canceled, so thank you, David. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 4%, 9.83. Royal Caribbean down 1.6, 75.11. And Norwegian down 3.1%, 13.24. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit Strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.